Cole Beasley has a new album out, of course, right?
Yes.
And Cole Beasley is like, he loves to fight on Twitter. He's like the Cowboys' Pete Delkus.
He's Cowboy Coop.
Cowboy Coop.
He's Cowboy Coop. If Pete Delkus is Weather Coop, Cole Beasley is Cowboy Coop. And I don't know how... Well, I've heard one thing, like he was clapping back at Skip Bayless, which is like, I don't know. How does anybody get suckered in by that idiot? But Cole Beasley is a different animal, right? And it just seems weird to release an album with that temperament, with the idea, because you know he's going to get a lot of negativity.
Maybe that's why you have to do an album.
Anyway, I didn't listen to it. Did you?
No.
But our own Jake did. And here, his exclusive, his DFW radio exclusive. No one else has listened to this and reviewed it.
It's a ticket for rip.
Thank you, Dan. I actually went through this entire thing twice. It is 13 tracks, 13 whole tracks, and it's called The Autobiography. And it is very autobiographical. It's funny you mentioned his wars on Twitter and... You know, people will find his wife on Twitter and say negative things to her, and then she'll respond. It does seem that he's pretty wrapped up in the haters, right? And that he's getting a lot of hate on the internet. Speaking of, you know, Skip Bayless, the point was, well, why is he putting this out now? He had a down year last year, and Cole's response was, I recorded most of this like 2 or 3 years ago, whenever my numbers were pretty good and nobody was saying anything about it. And I don't think his numbers are down because of anything other than things that are outside of his control, but I wish he would just chill out. But... Here's how this works, in my opinion, anyways. He probably is getting a lot of negativity now. But whenever he was coming up, whenever he's growing up in Little Elm, whenever he was hanging out at college parties in SMU, and probably even in the Cowboys locker room, based on what I've heard, whenever somebody puts on an instrumental, or somebody has turntables, or somebody has, you know, the drum machine and some mics, as somebody who's been in that situation, there's usually one guy who's pretty talented. And everybody's like, hey, you should make an album.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Is that like the guy in The Office that is... He's like, someone will always tell us at a guy's night out, oh, you should meet Jeff. Really? Who's Jeff? Oh, he works with us. He's hilarious.
He's our office's Gordo.
Yeah.
Would you have him on your show? Oh, well, I don't know. I'm, you know, you're a girl and I'm talking to you, so I'll kind of pretend that I would. But yeah, no.
So I respect that he's
and then
putting
you do
it out.
Meet Jeff, and Jeff's, you know.
Kind of, yeah. So I respect that he put it out because it opened himself up to criticism. And the first thing I'll say is he does have some talent. Like in the party, he's got some talent. To do 13 5 to 4 minute songs, bad idea. We start with I Am What I Am.
Turtle Cat.
DJ Turtle Cat.
It's summer early in the morning, Pop saying he needs me, but I'm being lazy, I say that I'm sleepy. Can I please skip today? They taking it easy while I'm grinding every day. They won't notice, believe me. He told me no, see, that's what they want you to think. You gotta see that you are a reflection of me. Can't you see it now, Coach Beasley? How cold get to skip, but we can't miss it, has to even out. You can't treat us different. So that's just how he treated me.
So this first song is about how he came up to be who he is and his dad being a coach. And he sounds like basically every white East Texas rapper I've ever heard. Like he has kind of a East Texas twang. All these beats sound exactly the same. To prove a point, I will play something else for you.
Okay.
Here's his song.
Then I thank him with some land, a brand new place. There's never one way.
There's that. Here's an artist from Alabama named Yellow Wolf, who I tweeted the other day. Cole Beasley sounds like a 47% Yellow Wolf.
Tried to sneak in and steal his elbows. They don't know that old man don't hold hands or throw hands. Nah, he's rough like a Brillo. Put to the Chevy and pulled out a machete and a gun as heavy and tall as a digit wheelow. Think he's playing. You better listen what he's saying.
So we're not listening to the same person.
Is the same.
that's different.
Like the beat is exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire like vibe of it is exactly the same. And there's not a lot of variation on this album. It's not like whenever you're reviewing one of those Kanye albums or something, Dan, where some of the songs sound happy, some sad.
Yeah.
Like, they're all about Cole Beasley and the haters. So we
really?
Move on now to Sorry Not Sorry, because of course, we'll pick it up right here. Play your cards right in real life, you be the man. Maybe. But you busy tricking, guess it's easy to pretend. Hating cause you wanna live it like me, but you can't. On Twitter bashing me, oh, but in public you a fan. But I don't give a damn, so take a pic with them. I will. Cause I'm my off life and I don't think I'll ever land. So if you didn't catch that, it's you're talking trash on Twitter, but in person you're a fan. I'll take the picture. I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Right?
Doesn't sound like you care at all.
It doesn't sound like you care at all. We know that he's a big hunter, that he has, I believe, has a place out kind of in the country. And here he gets into how he still does that. They deserve, let's change the verse away from all the place on earth. The beauty stays away when your is in the way, the frame of your brain, and in the way you work. It's me and I should thank it first instead of point of finger. Her, him, or them again, again. That's why I win, I win, I win. Air while in the winter wind, and elk is in the dinner fridge. Well, there he said, an elk is in the dinner fridge. And we're going to get into, let's go about 30 more seconds here, and there's a lot to unpack. While in the winter wind, and elk is in the dinner fridge. Just fill the brim, forgets the bench. Again and then again, weeks of meat for them from a retreat, a week to spend. All for the thrill, just to hunt an elk. Still feed my kids, doing for myself. The other day, Ace took my helmet off the shelf. Almost made me cry, the little things in life as well. So that was a verse about how he's still feeding his children elk, and that his son Ace took his helmet off the shelf, and he caught him doing it, and he got a little emotional. You know? That's the life
deep.
Of a rapping football player.
Very
a little
deep.
More here. But it's, I gotta make it so you'll like it, hell. Cause all the music listening in the locker room strictly. Someone trying to tell me how they pocket get empty. Diamonds, water, water, Carter, Carter, just glistening. So this for the partners in the lockers drift with me. Knew I had the sauce, look at all this drip dripping. You knew there was going to be a sauce reference. As his touchdown celebration, there is the sauce.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. That doesn't sound like him. I does that?
Yeah, it does.
It, to
does
me, it sounds exactly like him.
Yes.
Really?
He kind of
yes.
has. He's always kind of had that East Texas-y sort of drawl.
Yo, you're racist. Thing.
Why am I racist?
I'm just saying.
I don't think it sounds like...
I tell the same jokes as Chris Rock.
Back up real quick. Still feed my kids, doing for myself. The other day, Ace took my helmet off the shelf. Almost made me cry. It's the little things in life as well. But it's, I gotta make it so you'll like it, hell. Cause all the music listening in the locker room strictly. Someone trying to tell me... There he's commenting on the other music that he hears in the locker room and how it's trash.
Why would he care that Ace Frehley was in his house and took his helmet?
Made me tear
so
up a little bit.
So what's he talking about with the locker room music?
He's just
Who's
saying...
He throwing out there?
Probably just that's a general... it's common in rap music
country
to say
music?
Everybody else's rap music sucks, you know?
Okay.
So he's the real guy. He's real.
Or what if it was Sean Lee, who I saw at the Jack White show, like blasting...
I think Sean
Seven
Lee
Nation
might...
Army or something.
Be pretty into hip-hop himself, from what I've heard, but...
You went to a Jack White show, huh?
Yep.
Can you be into hip-hop and country?
It's called hick hop.
Like, is I would think Cole Beasley might like country music.
Yeah, and I think you can hear a little bit of that in some of these songs, that he kind of has like a little bit of a country vibe to it. This right here, though, this is the worst song on the album. It's called Paranoid, and I can't stand it. Wasn't no stopping the mall. Once that I got rich, it's rocking. Now they noticing me often. Love that y'all show me regardless. But they all phony, they fraudulent. Cause before I was this all of them. Thought I was nothing recalling, and now I'm just stuck. Now I don't know who to trust, cause I'm paranoid, man. Cause it's so nuts. I never know when it's no bluff. Questioning those who I've grown up. Whipping doors open, some close up. So no, I don't know if you still aboard the cold truck. Cold train, hitting the dinners with dinner, the grin of your whole face. So he's obviously trying to go for like a slightly different flow here. It's kind of a popular one that you'll hear now. I can't stand it. It's terrible. But this song is about how he's paranoid, about how people know when he's gone and know like where he lives. and that he sees people out at the mall and stuff like that. Basically, he's billing himself out to be like Eminem in 1999.
Because he's so famous.
Yeah, like when he couldn't go out in public.
Or Gordo.
Right, or Gordo.
I swear, this whole thing sounds like somebody who grew up on the Marshall Mathers LP or something like that to me.
Yeah.
But I don't have near the depth of knowledge as you do, Jake.
No, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of that sort of vibe in there. That song is terrible, but since
it also has a bigger view of where they actually sit.
I mean, maybe Cowboy fans. You know what it is, Dan? It's Twitter.
Yeah,
it's that he picks up his phone and has 10,000 mentions, and most of them are people telling him to die because he dropped the ball.
Yeah,
and so he thinks that there's like a hitman out to kill him. This last song, though,
he's also retweet all the positives, guy.
Yeah, we have to at least touch on this. This song is called "United Hate of America." And it's featuring a singer called Destiny. Now, when you hear the chorus, you might think that this song is about hatred in terms of, like, your civil rights being violated. Cole's going to take that in a different direction. Sorry about the double standards and the hate to no apparent reason. Judgment past versus always last in America. Yeah, you got rights, but they treat you wrong. So I'm singing this song to say United States of America. Feels more like United Hate in America. They say United States of America, feels more like United Hate in America. Yeah, it's pretty tough to come up in a world that revolves around passing out judgment. Everybody's so concerned with someone else's destruction. It's disgusting. Just imagine if you were subject to everything you've done, sent public media published instantly, just one click. Retweet, like, love it. It's something. I thought that when I grew up, this high school stuff, it would have been done with. Do you see why that's funny? That, like, her hook is about, man, two Americas, right. Everybody just being...
His is about that he's on Twitter, and yes, Twitter is like high school, right? It's very...
Right. I mean, he's hated too.
This is an album about Twitter.
It really is. The entire album is him venting out, being mad at the haters on Twitter. And so, like I said, he's got a little bit of skill, but this is overall an absolute trash horse project.
Oh, it's, God.
It's so bad, dude. It's so bad. Like,
did you do Stan?
He can rap a little bit. He's got a little bit of sense of timing, but the lyrics are mostly garbage. The hooks are terrible, and these beats sound like they were downloaded for free when you buy a new software program.
God.
Wow. That was... He wasn't holding anything back on that review, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this Fruity Loops 1998 pack that came for your Windows 10 program.
No, man.
Well, there it is, folks. You wanted Jake's review of the Cole Beasley album. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Exactly what I wanted.
There it is.